So, Christmas, what's it all about? Guys, do you know? Oh, yeah? Yes, but we'll get there. That comes a bit later. It's also about Santa Claus, isn't it? Oh, shaking the head. That's so loyal. That's brilliant. Okay, we're gonna learn a few signs this evening as we're just like going through Christmas. Very much thanks to Betty for this. So, could I get the next slide? This is my niece. Her name's Eloise. That was taken at about an hour old, maybe a little bit more. Anyway, the first kind of thing I want to say about Christmas, and guys, are you ready to learn the sign for this? Are you ready? It is that a baby changes everything. Do you want to try that again? A baby, this is for everyone, a baby changes everything. Now, I've been married for a year or so, and I don't have any children yet. Although my brother got married after me, and he's already got one. So it can happen. But I don't have any experience of this. But I am told, and I have seen with many of my friends, that when a family has a baby, it changes everything. When a family has a baby, it changes everything. One of the big things that I think happens is that the parents change from really nice, calm, energetic people to people who complain all the time. They don't get any sleep anymore. They have to get up every time in the morning. They're like, why do I not have any energy? Isn't birth meant to be a good thing? I'm having a baby. And what about you guys? Have any of you got little brothers or sisters? Yes, I know that some of you do, because you're all there. What was it like when they were born? Did it kind of change anything for you? It's pretty different having another brother or sister, isn't it? I'm pretty lucky. I'm the youngest in my family, so I didn't really notice what went on. But I do hear of jealous babies kind of shouting at their fathers when they pick up the new baby and stuff like that. It can be pretty hectic in the family when a baby comes along. And the same thing happened for Jesus and his family. When he came along, we had that story with Mary, and she was pretty shocked when she found out that she was going to have a baby. Because a baby changes everything. Well done. Oh, I might also try and get you to shout the last word later, so let's practice that now, okay? So I'll go, a baby changes
everything.
I wasn't quite loud enough. Come on. A baby changes everything. You're doing well. Jesus' parents had quite a bit of a handful. Imagine losing your 12-year-old child and finding them 3 days later in the local church, grilling the elders of that church, having a go at the pastor. I'm not sure how David would hang up against one of a little child attacking him. He's quite fragile. But they went through a lot, and having a baby is an incredibly changing experience, as maybe one day I'll find out for myself. Although there are two of us in the relationship. And then Jesus had a massive impact on his family. But we see down through the ages that he has had an impact on lots of different people. And if you talk to any Christian and ask them what Jesus has done in their lives, apart from hopefully kind of smiling and going, wow, you actually asked me that. I get to talk to you and I don't have to bug you. They'll also say that he changed everything. I know personally that was what it was like for me. I was quite kind of straight on my life and quite normal and not too crazy, quite energetic though. And Jesus came into my life and it kind of just turned everything upside down and made me like rush around the world and sell things and help people that I didn't want to help. But now I love them, honest. But that's kind of the first thing I wanted to say about Christmas. And it is that it's a baby changes
everything.
I will accept that one now. Let's get my second slide up, see what's next. What's that? You guys are whispering so much. You're allowed to shout. What is it? Present, yes. We heard Stefan, Daddy Josh, talking about presents a little while ago. And I guess you all know what a good present looks like, don't you? I mean, who wants a bicycle for Christmas? I might get in trouble with parents if I go down this line, actually. Well, who wouldn't mind a bicycle? Or what would you prefer? Would you prefer a TV? Or your own Wii? The electronic one? Or would you like... What about a sat-nav? Would anybody like a sat-nav? What about a new car? What about a Jaguar XKR? But only people who are good at parallel parking, because you'll never get that into the road. They're so big. We all know what a good present looks like. We all know what we might want. You might want a ton of chocolate. You might want to have your own room. Anyone have to share a room? No. Denise, you're not allowed your own room. No, it's against the law. We all know what it's like to see something that we really want. And that is the reason that the shepherds were so excited, because they didn't just run down into Bethlehem screaming in the streets going, "Somebody's had a baby!" Let's just try this role play, Chris, stand up. All right, okay. You're just a stranger in Bethlehem, okay?
Yep.
Someone's had a baby!
Wow.
Now, unfortunately, that is Chris's reaction to pretty much everything. But nobody's going to be that excited if somebody's just having a baby. It wasn't just that a baby had been born. The angels had told the shepherds that this was their savior. This was Jesus who had come down to be their friend, to save them, to rescue the people. This was, and I never said it earlier, losing the thread already. Because Jesus, right, was a gift. Let's get those hands out. Come on, Eve. Was a gift for everyone. I know it's sign language, but you can speak. Okay? Jesus was a gift for everyone. That's why the shepherds were so excited. That's why they even bothered to tell people in Bethlehem. That's why they ran down the hill to see him. Because they knew that Jesus was a
gift for everyone.
Because they had been waiting for hundreds and hundreds of years for someone to come out and sort out their lives, because they knew that everything wasn't right in their country. They knew that everything wasn't right in their lives. They knew that everything wasn't right between them and God. So that's why Jesus came. That's God's greatest gift to us. He came to sort out these problems, to help us. Jesus said that he came that we might have life and have it to the full. Because God so loved the world that he gave his son that we might live through him. And so this was God's greatest gift to us. And it was...
Yes.
I'm going to start again. I know you've got your back to me, but try and keep up. Right, okay. Sorry, Jan. Okay, it's because Jesus was a...
gift
for everyone. That still was a bit lame. Okay, let's do it again. Jesus was a gift for everyone. We might go to the advanced class and add Jesus in a bit later, but for now I think you can cope with what we've got. So, let's recap. Okay, Christmas. It's about a baby that changes everything. And it's a gift for everyone. I like it. I like it. Okay, can I have the next slide, please? Can anyone guess what that is? Yes, but now make it Christmassy. Oh, that might have worked, actually. No, but that's not what I was going with. The next thing we're going for, in my third slide, is that Christmas, it is a promise that is forever. Let's try that again. It is a promise that is forever. Cool. I'm liking it. Jesus promised to us that he would be with us always and at all times. So Jesus doesn't leave us when we're in school or when we're in work or when we're in college, or when we're at home. He doesn't leave us when we're bored, or when we're having fun. He doesn't leave us when we've forgotten him. He doesn't leave us when we're bugging him so much that he wishes he could run away. He never leaves us. He promised that he would always be with us. And he came down to earth, and he told us that, and he promised us that. And Christmas is where that started. And then Jesus also promised to us, and it is a promise that is forever. That is a bit clumsy in English, isn't it? It's better in sign language, I think. Kind of smoother. Jesus promised, like that promise that is forever, that we would be with him forever. He said that that we would be raised from the dead, like he was raised from the dead. In our little drama thing earlier, it showed that Jesus had died, and then he came back to life. And he promised us that the same would be for us. And that what he did showed us that he is able to carry out his promise. That death does not hold him down, that his promises do not go. He is able to hold on to us. And that is the promise that he made us. And so we know that his promises are sure. And then we know that his promise is a promise is forever. And sorry, there's a baby down here, which is far more interesting than me. And it's just captured the hearts of these people, especially Chris. So let's recap. I'll stand in the middle. Christmas is... that doesn't really make sense, does it? Yeah, about. Let's say Christmas is about. Okay, Christmas is about a baby that changes everything. And I should probably add that he doesn't stay a baby, but you know that. And then, Christmas is a gift that is for everyone. We need to work on our timing. And a promise is forever. Right, we're going to do that again, because I think I lost you on that. That was my fault. And I'm going to focus my attention down here for this. I hope you can all still see me or hear me. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. Christmas is about a baby that changes everything. And it is a gift for everyone. And a promise that goes on forever. Wicked. Not wicked, sorry. Cool. That's brilliant. Those three things capture why we celebrate Christmas. We don't just celebrate that somebody had a baby, even as enthusiastically as Chris did. We celebrate because Jesus came and he was a gift to us for everybody. And that he came to bring us eternal life. And his promises are sure and they stay with us forever. And Jesus has changed everything for us. So that's why we celebrate.